Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So if you just read the headlines in various newspapers and internet platforms and the like, there's a very dramatic headline all over the place talking about a water outage, no water on the 15th, 16th and 17th of November. The areas are widespread. The ones that would concern, I would imagine, you would be Norwood and surrounding areas, Broomer, Cyrildene, Parktown, Troyville and Yeovil. It's not just confined to those areas. It's in Soweto and surrounding areas, Langlaagte and surrounding areas, as well as Roodepoort, and a very large part of Roodepoort as well. 3 days is a hell of a long time to be without water. But let's demystify what in fact is going on. And to that end, this afternoon on the line, I have Eddie Singo, Rand Water, Zekerbosch Water Treatment Plant Executive Manager. Eddie, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Eddie, why is water being turned off for 3 whole days?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you indicated that we are going to demystify the interpretation of the media statement that was sent through. So let me start here that as a norm, Rainwater does what is called an infrastructure and consumer-based assessment. So we do it every year, but looking at the five to 10 years horizon. So sometime in 2015-17, we did one. And that assessment of the many outcomes of it, one of them was saying to us that a pipeline that supplies our water treatment plant that is in Vereeniging, from the river to Vereeniging, that pipeline will not be adequate in 2024. So we are not talking about the current situation. So it's saying to us by 2024, the B11 pipeline, which is the current one, will not be accurate at that particular time. So what we did, we then initiated a brand new project to lay another pipeline parallel to the B11, one to augment the capacity from the river to our Vereeniging water treatment plant, but secondly, to provide flexibility such that when we need to conduct maintenance on the B11, the B19 is available, and vice versa, if maintenance has to be conducted on the B19, then the B11 is available.
So 2019. We don't need to get in technical details as to which pipe is being fixed where, but I think it's really important that you address the area of concern, because you've got to take into account that all this is happening whilst load shedding is prevalent and serious. And I think most people, if they just read the headline, think, oh my goodness me, this is crumbling in infrastructure and this is majorly problematic. But what you are telling me this afternoon is what the Biz News article was saying, is that this is augmentation to infrastructure.
Yes. So, and the background is important because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So, and when we provide this background, the consumers get to understand. We are augmenting the current system so that we don't experience challenges in 2024. We'd rather have 3 days of that inconvenience today
100%.
Than have extended inconvenience in 2024. So, what we are doing now, we are integrating a new infrastructure into the old infrastructure. So the what we are demystifying at the moment is that Rainwater on a daily basis, today, Rainwater is pumping 4,840 megaliters per day. On that particular day, the 15th in the morning, 5 o'clock, we will be reducing that only by 600 megaliters. We are not switching off everything by 600.
Eddie, Eddie, can come because you've been quite technical, and I don't think many of us understand what that means. Translate that to us. I'm in my home and I open my tap.
No, I'm getting to that.
Okay, go on.
I'm getting to that. So I want the consumers to understand that we are not switching off rand water. That's 4,800 megaliters that we do on a daily basis. We are only reducing it by 600 megaliters per day. We will still have 4,240 megaliters being purified and pumped into the system. Now, when we gave this 21 days notice, we were simply saying, consumers, be aware that one of two things will happen. Firstly, you may have reduced pressure on your taps at home. And particularly for those people that are on high-lying areas, things we may get to a level where they run out of water. And the 21 days notice that we gave to our municipalities was to say, please prepare yourself, prepare your consumers as well, that if any of the two happens, at least as a municipality, you'll be able to provide either static tanks or mobile tanks with water. But it also gives the consumer enough time to collect water in preparation for the 3 days. However, we are saying, consumer, collect at least until tomorrow. From tomorrow going that one, we are pleading not to collect anymore so that by the time we shut down, we've got enough water in our reservoirs and minimize the impact of this. This is an exercise that has to be done, unfortunately.
Eddie, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. I think that was a really important conversation. Again, timing was not great. For this to happen whilst there's load shedding, I think made people very, very nervous. But when you talk about the fact that this is augmentation, this is fixing, this is investment in infrastructure, I'm thinking when you finished working at Rand Water, you should go work at Eskom.
Well, I won't respond to that, but I think what is important is that we understand, I mean, no one knows when load shedding will end. So we can't postpone these projects.
Fair enough.
We have promised the nation that throughout our system, we are going to do an assessment. We will augment, we will replace, so that in 2024, you don't ask us the question that says, where were you? Didn't you foresee it? So we have foreseen this, done assessment, and we are going to come back again, on a number of them, you see right across our system that there are excavation pipes are being replaced. We are connecting. So we will, I think from time to time, come back and say in that area, we'll shut down to connect the new infrastructure.
Eddie, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for chatting to me.
Thank you very much.